Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and I have been talking about kind of step by step, how is it that we can have confidence that when we seek to follow the Bible and apply it to our life and receive the reward it promises, being prosperous and successful, what reasons can we give to say, here's why I trust it? And if you don't know why you can trust the Bible, it's going to be hard at times to really follow it. You're going to want to take shortcuts. You're going to want to ignore the parts you really don't like. You're going to maybe give up after a while. And so this is why I think it's important to have a good foundation. Now, over the past number of days, I've explained that foundation. And if you missed that material or would like to see that, you can look at the book, Prosperous and Successful. It's available on Amazon. That's the book I wrote that goes along with this radio program. Now, I want to do some follow-up questions now. I've already made the case that here's why we can trust the Bible. But someone might say, but wait, what about this? In other words, okay, I see the kind of the positive case of why to trust the Bible, but what about some of the arguments against trusting the Bible? How do we answer some of those? So I deal with these kind of one question at a time in my book, and one I'll talk about today is, haven't people changed what the Bible says many times? That's a common question I hear people ask a lot. In other words, maybe the Bible was written down and it was true the way it was written down and it was the very word of God. And I can give you all of that, but hasn't the Bible been changed since then? You know, weren't there, you know, people with political agendas that kind of rewrote the Bible to suit what they wanted people to believe? And I suppose one of the reasons this is believed is because there are so many different translations of the Bible that I hear people say often something like, well, the Bible's been translated so many times, it probably doesn't resemble what it was like when it was originally written. So that is a great question. How do we know that what we have in our Bibles today is the same as what was God's Word written down in the time of Jesus and before and after? Jesus is the one who we're looking for, who testified that Scripture is God's word and is true, but maybe people have changed the text since then. All right, so let me kind of go over the answer to this question. It is just simply not true that the Bible has been translated many times in the sense that every new translation is a new translation based on the previous translation. So for instance, the telephone game is a great example of this. If someone whispers a message in another person's ear, and then they whisper it in the next ear, and then they whisper it in the next ear, all the way around a room, by the time that message gets to the last person, it's just changed a little bit each time it's transferred, but by the time it gets to the end, after 20 people have passed that message, you come up with something almost completely different, possibly unrecognizable from the first message. Is that what happened with the Bible? Was it written in one language and then translated into another language, and then that new language and translation was translated into something else, and it just kept changing a little bit at a time over the centuries? No, that's not what has happened. Instead, each of our major English translations is based on a scholarly analysis of the original Greek text of the New Testament and Hebrew and Aramaic texts of the Old Testament. There are a few translations of the Bible out there that aren't good. I mean, anyone could make up a translation of the Bible and that wouldn't mean that it's a good translation. But all of your major translations, the NIV, the NASB, the King James, the New Living, we could name all of these translations that are out there. They all are based on a team of scholars that are looking at what the original Greek text said. Now, here's another question. How do we know what the original texts were? Because you might hear a skeptic point out that we don't actually have the original texts. In other words, we don't have the Gospel of John in John's handwriting. You know, here it is, the original time John wrote. This is the first copy of the Gospel of John. We don't have that. Instead, what we have are thousands of copies of that text, handwritten copies of people who either saw that text or saw a text that was copied from that text, and so on. And so we have thousands of copies of all these different books of the Bible in Greek and Hebrew and so forth. So what we can do is compare those texts, and we can look at what Greek texts of John, for instance, looked like in 1000 AD, what they looked like in 300 AD, what they look like in Europe, what they look like in Africa, what they look like when they were translated to different languages at various times. And we can, through looking at all the data, because there are some differences in all these manuscripts, you can see where maybe someone, where the original or the earlier text said Jesus, all of a sudden later text starts saying Jesus Christ. Someone added in a Christ, and then it just kept getting recopied. You can kind of see how the text changed a little bit over time, but you can then compare different texts in different places, and you can make a very good, get a very good grasp at what the original text would have looked like. You cannot do this for any other writing in history. The Bible is the only book from ancient history that has thousands of these copies that we can compare and create a whole, you know, kind of family tree of where different ones were done and what times. Other ancient works, even great classic ancient works, have maybe at most 10 copies like this, not thousands like the Bible does. And so this means we have an understanding of the original text of the Bible in Hebrew and Greek far beyond any other ancient writing. And then we have a team of scholars that take that ancient text, how it was, and make a fresh modern English translation from it. And you can be sure that those translations, for the most part, are very accurate. Some are more accurate than others as far as the actual translation process. But the Bible isn't being changed. We just have different styles of translation, different aims, whether we want it to be literally word for word the original text or more loosely easy to understand in English. Do we want it written on an 8th grade reading level or a 6th grade reading level? You know, these are things that different translators have different preferences on, but they're not changing the Bible. And we have confidence more than any other ancient religious writing or historical writing that the Bible is the same today as it was back then when it was written. And that, you know, that's one of the amazing things about the Bible is there's no other book that you can say that about. So, no, the Bible has not changed over time. Now, I'll deal quickly with another question, and this question comes up. Why does the Bible contain silly stories that belong to primitive people? So I've heard people ask this question. So we're moving on to a different question. They'll say, you know, the Bible contains stories about talking snakes. That doesn't sound like that could be the inspired word of God. And I'll just say this. Don't be, I think this is an actual example of being arrogant. Different cultures communicate differently, and stories are a powerful way of conveying information. And I believe when you really study the Bible, you really see the detail, the contrast, the depth, the double layers of meanings. This is truly a remarkable book. There's a reason why these stories in the Bible have captivated culture for centuries. If you think that the Bible is a book about talking snakes and, you know, silly stories, you don't really know the Bible. And I have a lot more about that in my book, but I think that's all I'm going to do on that question, at least for now. We're going to look at another question tomorrow. What about all the contradictions in the Bible? I think that's another good question. I don't think there are any contradictions, but we'll explore that tomorrow. And if you have any questions that I don't get to, remember you can call 943-8237. Until next time, remember you can trust the Bible.